First, we're checking in on a heartwarming story, following up actually on a story that we engaged with a couple of months ago. You may remember back in January, we spoke to Sebastian Bessie Hurricomb, a former gangster, on turning his life around. He founded the NPO HOPE, Hope, helping others prosper everywhere, and blessing children in the Cape Flats, specifically in Manenberg, with much needed schools for shoes before winter. In fact, during the interview, we got a call from one of the directors at Buccaneer Shoes, School Shoes, a company, who promised to partner with Sebastian on his initiative. We were so excited, we thought we should phone Sebastian back and see what happens. So today we follow up with him over the phone for an update on his shoe gifting initiative. Welcome to the show, Sebastian.
Yes, welcome. Thank you, Bianca.
How are you?
I'm good. I was just busy for the past 3 to 4 weeks with the handing over of the school shoes.
So you're almost done. Are you almost done with your handover in Atlantis?
Yes. On Tuesday is the last school, only one school, because the principal was on sick leave. So he called to say that I must wait for him to come back to school, because he also want to be in a photo shoot and exit and the handover of the school shoes. So I told him, okay, it's all right, I can come. It's not a problem.
Tell us a little bit about the numbers of shoes that you're going to be delivering this year. Last year, I remember you donated 660 pairs to 11 schools. Is that right?
Yes. We donated 660 pairs of school shoes. But the school shoes we bought actually was like 80 rand a pair, which was a yap for the kids. But if I look at Buccaneers, I mean, Paul, remember that you spoke now about Paul? Paul, he arranged 10 pieces for us with our logo and Buccaneers.
What did he arrange?
He arranged 10 T-shirts.
T-shirts?
To go, yes, wow. To wear at the schools.
That's nice.
And yes, and I received the T-shirts the Wednesday, and we went to the schools like that. So I think last week we was on SABC 3 Expresso.
Yes.
Quarter past six. So they also put it on the television. This. So he gave us a discount on the school shoes, and he gave us a 10% of the amount that we raised. He gave it back so that we can pay for the transport, because at the moment we don't have our own transport.
That's fantastic.
So we raised about 34,000. And then he gave me 3,400 back.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that is his contribution from his side towards. So I told him I'll use the money for petrol, to take the school shoes to the schools and stuff. So
how many kids are getting shoes this year? I know your plan was to give 360 pupils new shoes. Have you met that?
There's 17 schools, so each school received 20 pairs. There's 340 pairs of Buccaneers.
Amazing.
Yes. And we are also in today's Cape Argus.
And are you going to keep this program growing, Sebastian?
Yes. Like for next year, there will be over 20 schools, because at the moment we're sitting with 7. I will be going to Elsie's River soon. Maybe next week or the week after that, I'll be going to Elsie's River in. There's also 3 schools. So for this 17 and that 3 is already 20. But here's 2-3 schools that didn't agree yet. So we will go to them again this year to find out if they want to work with us, so that we can help the kids. Because what I identified actually in Manenberg and in Atlantis while going to the schools this year is a lot of kids don't want to come to school because there's no school shoes or school clothes. So now we're going to take both on. We're going to work on school shoes and school clothes. But we will see, according to the support that people supports us with, what we can do with what we get.
You sound like you really are passionate about this project, Sebastian. How is it making you feel, giving the kids?
I'm very blessed as a young man to give back in the community and to work at schools, because you don't find a lot of youth that are actually active in the community. Like, if I look at Atlantis, I was just now in the weekend in Atlantis, there was 5 young boys who was in the office. They smoke dacha, they don't listen, you know these type of kids. So for me, it's more, I would say, my heart goes out for kids like that, so that they won't go in the same footsteps that I followed when I was younger. And I mean, there's a lot of work.
There's a lot of work to be done. And just a final question, Bessie, before we say goodbye. Your organization, just to remind the listeners, it's called HOPE. Tell our listeners what HOPE stands for. And then if you could also just tell them how they could get hold of you if they also want to contribute.
Okay. HOPE, the meaning for HOPE is helping others prosper everywhere. Although we started in Menenberg, but we won't just help in Menenberg. That's the reason for the project. So now we're focusing for next year on 3 other communities. So it's Menenberg, Atlantis, and Altis River. So if people can support, doesn't matter how much they give. If they want to support, they can contact me on 063-7764-969. That's my contact number.
Okay, we will put your number up on the website. Amy will do that. And if anyone would like to give further, they can get in touch with you. Thank you so much for making time for us, Sebastian, Bessie Harricombe of the MPO HOPE, helping others prosper everywhere.